I'm Mike Duncan. She's Jean Stillwell.
The Canadian Opera Company opens its season with a debut of the Richard Strauss's lyrical comedy.
Dick Strauss
about love, money, and sex, Arabella. It runs for 7 performances starting tomorrow until the 28th at Toronto's Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts. With us to talk about it is baritone John Fanning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jean.
Great to feel so weird to interview you. We consider all the operas we've done together
Indeed.
Over the years. Oh, my goodness.
Been a while.
Now, this doesn't surprise me. You're playing a bit of a rascal, Count Waldner.
Yes, he's a bit down on his luck gambler type of guy. And trying to marry off his daughter, Arabella, to help pay for some of his debts and that sort of thing. So,
that's creepy.
It's a bit creepy.
Can you tell us a bit more about it? I understand it's a comedy.
Sure. I actually have 2 daughters, and one of them, we can only afford to raise one, we decide, even though we're staying in sort of a shabby hotel and can't afford anything because we don't have anything left.
Right.
So the other girl we raise as a boy called, not Zdenka, but Zdenko. She's in love with a guy who's in love with Arabella.
Good heavens.
Yeah, it gets very confusing that way. But I have sent a letter off to an old friend from the Army. Mm-hmm. Trying to raise some funds, and I put a picture of my daughter Arabella in there so he can see that. And so this man shows up at my door, and they say it's Mandrika, and I think this is my best buddy from the Army. So great, and I turn around, and it's his nephew. Mandrika has since died, and his nephew's the only Mandrika left, and he has fallen in love with the picture, and he comes to court Arabella.
Ah.
And then we have various other guys courting Arabella, and jealousy and passion and love and carrying on.
Are you enjoying this role?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. It really is great.
So for you, what is awesome about this role? What do you like so much about this role?
As a character, it's really a lot of fun. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the gambling part of the guy comes out all the time. He's talking about cards and playing, all that stuff. But just it's also, the music is wonderfully supportive of the character. I mean, Strauss, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is Gundula Hintz. She's terrific. And
exquisite, yeah.
Yeah, we have, I think, a nice chemistry together that way. It's a lot of fun,
mm-hmm.
and you know the cast is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. So. And you've been Tim Albury is just an extraordinary director and so sensitive to the needs of a singer and the orchestra.
Wonderful.
How's it been?
It's been great, and I've been around Arabella a couple of times, and I haven't done Waldner, but I did cover Mandrika a couple of times, and a lot of things that, you know, they were nice productions too, but Tim is so clear and crystal clear about character things,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, some of the questions I did have about the piece 16 years ago was the last time I did it.
Oh.
But it cleared up with, just how crystal clear he is, mm-hmm. and where we're going. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, great pleasure again.
And it must be a wonderful new perspective for you coming to do it again.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about how it's going with conductor Patrick Lange.
He's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very nice man and a wonderful conductor. And I think it's a big piece, and he's really pulled the orchestra. You know, they're wonderful anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But he's really done a great job. You know, it's a big piece to pull together in mm-hmm. in the time, and but he's a real pleasure to work with.
Mm-hmm. And is he correcting your German very much?
Well, he corrects it when he needs it.
Oh, you're mean.
Oh, I'm totally mean. Oh, absolutely. I'd be right in there with John. We'd be laughing our heads off trying to get the German right.
No, he's great that way. And mm-hmm. and Adi Braun, too, has been
Adi Braun, she's
terrific.
She's sensational.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, I've done a lot of, I've phoned Adi a lot, mm-hmm. actually,
yeah.
for a lot of German repertoire. And she's the best, really.
Yeah, she's really terrific.
Because that's her first language.
Mm-hmm.
It makes such a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. So with the two of them, we've been in great hands, I mm-hmm. think, everybody.
And now I understand that this is set in a different time period than it was originally written.
Well, it's sort of traditional to me. We've got big dresses and tails and things like that. So mm-hmm. it feels fairly traditional. It's not like it's been set in the 50s on on the Upper West Side of New York or anything like that.
And but it's what I have here in the promo that it's situated in Vienna, of course, on the eve of the First World War.
Yeah, that would be about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you notice that your costume is your costume good to work with? Interesting.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it makes very good sense. It's a little bit again a little bit shabby, sort of shab elegance because the guy's running out of dough.
Mm-hmm.
But but yeah, no, it's. All the costumes are beautiful. The production is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you were one of the very first members of the Canadian Opera Company Ensemble.
Yes, I was.
And were you there? Was it a 3-year run, sort of?
I think so, yeah. Probably
right.
About, you know, I think it was officially 2, and then there were some things at the end of the 3rd year that I did as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a long time ago, 34 years, I
right.
think.
Right. So you've been all over the world singing, and you spent 9 years at the Met. And do you... Did those 3 years impact your work today and throughout your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The COC has always been, it always felt like my home company. I mean, it just is. I think it's that where you grow up sort of is always your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's also been very supportive of me throughout the years and so great. And I think the early training I got at the Opera School here at the University of Toronto as well. And then right into the COC with Latvi, and you know, he had a lot of impact on me. And then he later brought me to San Francisco, even, which was, you know, a very kind. And he became a very important mentor to me.
Of course, of course. And you've been all over the world, John. You're having a great career, and now you're an assistant professor at. University of Montreal. How does that feel?
Well, it's been quite the ride that way, and I enjoy the university very much. It's you know, it's wonderful to work with the young singers and give back what I can, and it's always a real pleasure when a light bulb goes on and somebody goes, "I get it."
Yes,
you know,
yes.
So that sort of thing is.
And
very
it is
enjoyable.
Kind of an interesting thing too, teaching, because you learn so much, also. You know, you learn about yourself and also about your own instrument, don't you, when
absolutely.
You teach?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The talking and all that stuff gets a little bit tiring.
But, I bet, of course. Well, John, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's so great to see you. I can hardly wait to see this production.
Great to see you, Jean.
I think you're going to be hysterical as always, in a comedy, that is. We've been speaking with baritone John Fanning about the opera Arabella, which the Canadian Opera Company is running from tomorrow night until the 28th for 7 performances. So thanks very much, John.
Thank you, Jean. It's been great.
Go to coc.ca.
Thank you. That's what I forgot to
say.
For
your tickets.
Thank you. And let me get you this phone number. 416-363-8231.
Taco Bell's Canon in D major with Wynton Marsalis, the English Chamber Orchestra, all held together by Raymond Lepard.